All right, now it's time for something entertaining, and here's Gordo.
why are you throwing this on me? I just think it'd be funny to harass our sister stations.
Okay,
right? We haven't done that in a while.
Anytime you have siblings, you like to mess with them, right?
Sure.
It's your job to prank them and have some fun until mom or dad comes in and yells at everyone and starts swatting. So we thought we would place a call. Go ahead and call that first number, Groobs. We're going to call. Oh, my sweet, clean Lord.
Whose idea was it to have Groobs die?
We're calling one of our sister stations, and we're going to see how long I can waste, how much time I can waste before they hang up on me. I hope they answer. You know, a lot of radio stations, they don't even answer.
Mm-hmm. Or they're talking to someone else, and they'll let it ring for 50 times.
Hmm. Now the station we're calling... It's a music station. So they really... They
play today's popular music.
And the thing is, they just sit in there, and I think that they do drugs.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think that they... I don't like, in here, we're having to plan, you're having to think about what you're going to say and everything. A music station, mm-hmm. all you have to do...
Bob just claims they play an iPod.
Yeah, they do. They put the iPod on shuffle, and they sit back and do drugs. I had a feeling they weren't going to answer.
We'll give them three more rings.
Three more rings?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's the maximum? We're going to give them 12 rings each station that we call.
Dang, I was hoping we could talk to them. Answer the phone!
All right, go to the next one.
Now, this station also plays music, don't they?
Yeah. I'm nervous to call this one. You want to talk? You want me to, George?
You talk. Okay.
Complain
about the morning show being taken off the air. That's not even on their station.
Are they piping in a morning show?
No. It's a local show.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Is today a holiday?
Yeah.
What do they got, Fernando producing for him? Why aren't they answering the phone?
Shut up.
This is unbelievable that they don't answer their phones.
We could have a big story for him right now.
Yeah.
From the world of country music.
Yeah, we got breaking news.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. How many more rings?
I'll give him two more.
Hey, Grooves, skip that third number and go to here.
I gave him the hotline numbers if you want to call those.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Call the hotline
numbers.
They will answer those. Yeah. But the problem with calling the hotline is it's a tip-off.
Yeah, you just pretend you're a listener that somehow got it. You got rerouted.
Okay. Which one is this? Okay.
In theory.
Gotta answer the hotline.
Oh my gosh. Hello?
Yo.
Hello, what number did I just call?
You got I-93?
The radio station?
Yo.
Oh man, that's great.
Yeah.
I listen to y'all all the time.
Well, thanks, bud.
Well, not all the time. I mainly listen to country music, but that's great.
That's cool.
What do y'all play? Y'all play, my name's Ned?
Yeah, we're top 40.
Y'all play like Katy Perry and all that other black music?
You're close.
What y'all playing right now?
Dang it. He hung up on you.
I don't think he bought you for a second.
Katy Perry and the other black music.
Is that Adam Bomb?
It was the great Adam Bomb, and I don't think he bought it for a second.
Well, then why would he hang up on us?
That's why.
I think
he bought it for the first 15 seconds, and then he...
Try the hotline for the other station.
Right. Same voice? It'd just be the country guy?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Disgruntled about Terry Dorsey being taken off the air.
Okay.
We got in trouble last time we did this.
Yeah, I know. Like, an employee from that station came down and talked to our boss.
Dang, they are
so cocky up there. They don't even answer the hotline.
I think they have to. Yeah, let's do Common Senseville. Call Common Senseville. Now we may get someone we know on this one.
Yeah. Not we'll call Adam Bomb back.
Hey, what black music you playing now? Miley Cyrus?
How could they not answer the hotline?
Is this hotline or is this the hotline. Talk line?
They're bored out, pass out or something?
Well, no. Call the listener line. I know those are going to be available. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. I knew they were struggling, but...
Area code plus 7 digits.
We did.
Dial the right number.
What else could it be?
Well, dial it.
I think you dialed incorrectly. It has to be. I don't know. We were told these were busy a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Looks, it sounds like it's ringing to me.
What?
Son of a bitch!
787-1570.
Oh, my bad.
Oh,
I didn't know 570.
That won't work.
Wasting precious time.
We're sorry.
Mother
Hubbard.
You've
reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Did that show get canceled this morning?
I swear to God, that was 1570.
787-1570.
Yeah.
Try it one more time.
All right.
214.
Yes.
He may have missed dialed there because he's nervous.
214.
And he has a scrunch voice.
Sorry we can't all be perfect like you.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that, Gordon?
All right.
Master of everything.
All right, then call somebody's hotline. I'm going to get one prank call out of this business.
Oh, we got one.
It's like
Adam
fishing.
We get the drop. Oh, it's Adam.
He knows now. He's not going to pick it up.
You think?
Yeah. He's not going to pick it up.
We've made Adam Baum mad now.
One of the
nicest guys
man.
Up here.
How will you ever record? I wanted to tear into him. Hey, Dale Weed, it's Nick. Hung up on me.
Got to deliver a farm animal. Do you have a place we can back up the trailer?
It's the receptionist. We're calling reception. This is unbelievable.
Hi, this is Dan Bennett with Cumulus Radio.
Oh, dang it.
Message command.
That would have been great.
Did we just get pranked there?
Yeah.
And they rerouted us to our boss?
Right, this is the actual secretary.
Yeah, that would have been
receptionist.
Awesome.
Theory.
Tell him you got some cattle you got to deliver to me.
Good morning, Cumulus.
Yeah, I have a, is this Cumulus?
Yes.
Cumulus Radio?
Yes, sir.
I have a delivery that I need to make, and I'm not exactly sure of the address. Let me read you what I have.
Okay.
And you tell me after I've read that if it is correct or accurate or the right address.
Okay.
You want me to go now?
Yes.
Okay. I've got 26,486 Maple Avenue, AVENUE, Dallas. I'm not finished.
Okay.
Texas. Now I'm finished.
Okay. That's incorrect.
All right. Could you give me your correct address?
Yes, sir.
And I'll write it on a sheet of paper. Do you prefer I write it on a sheet of paper? You want me to put it in my iPad?
I would actually say write it down first and then transfer it to your iPad.
Okay. How do I do that? Is there a sync cable that goes from a piece of paper to the iPad?
Is there a sync cable?
I'm sorry?
You said, is there a sync cable?
Yes.
From the piece of paper to the iPad?
Yes.
No.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, that's 3500.
Yes.
3500 Maple Avenue.
Okay.
Suite 1600.
Got it.
And that was Texas 75219.
Okay, let me read this back to you.
Okay.
Okay. I have 26,000 Maple Suite 16.
No, 3500 Maple.
Got it. Now, do you have cages up there?
No, we don't have any cages.
Well, I've got to deliver this dog.
You're delivering a dog?
Yes.
It's
for the Pets for Troops charity that you're doing. Are y'all doing that?
Which radio station is that?
I thought it was that Common Senseville guy, the guy that, I know he doesn't get good ratings, but I think he does some good stuff for the community.
Okay, well, our stations are 13-10 a ticket.
Right.
That's
that trash station.
Oh, no, it's not.
I don't listen.
It's not.
Oh, well, the stuff that they talk about is darn near pornographic.
Are you a fan?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what that means, but
well, that's the
sounded repetitive or redundant in some way.
That's our rival station.
Oh,
our
I
rival
see.
Sports station. Yeah,
I see. No, I'm a country music fan.
Okay, well, we also have 99.5 The Wolf and 570 KLIF.
I got about 12 dogs, and I only have cages for 3.
Okay. Well, we don't have any cages, sir.
Well, how are you going to raise pets for troops if you don't have cages to get them to the troops?
Well, you're not exactly certain if this is the correct radio station.
I told you it's the mayor of Common Senseville. He's on 560, and it's one of your stations.
No, we actually have 570.
Okay, well, I'm off by 10. That ain't that big a deal. You're laughing at me like I'm an idiot, but...
No, I'm not, sir. Honestly, I...
Do you accept horses?
Do we accept horses?
Well, you're laughing at me. It's your own promotion. And yeah. A horse can be a pet just as much as a dog. Now, I got a mule here that I ain't got no use for.
Sir.
And rather than take him out and put my 30-30 up against his head, I'd much rather a good troop have him.
Sir.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Are you drunk?
No,
you're laughing like a GD drunkard.
I wonder if you're drunk.
Excuse me?
I actually wonder if you're drunk.
I'm the one trying to support the troops.
Now, sir, as far as the promotion,
yes.
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
I work here, but I haven't heard anything of promotion such as that. If you would like for me to transfer you for someone that may have a little more information.
Which is the station that plays Katy Perry?
That would be I-93.3 FM.
All right. Who do I talk to complain about them, that station?
To complain?
Yes.
You could actually talk to me, and I could pass along the information.
All right. Write down this complaint.
Okay.
Dear radio station 93.3,
mm-hmm.
Stop playing Katy Perry. I'm not finished.
Okay.
She corrupts our youth. With her tig old biddies bouncing all over the place, dancing in her songs. Now, I want you to sign that. Donating to the troops. Ned.
Do you have a last name, sir?
I do, but you are not welcome to have it.
Okay. All right. That's no problem. That's totally understandable. Well, here at Cumulus, we definitely aim to please our listeners. Oh, and
read it back to me.
You said that their radio, basically you want us to stop playing Katy Perry because you find it offensive of her dancing the way that
what does she do when she's dancing?
For our youth. You said something to the effect of her chest area doing certain things.
Bouncing all over God's green earth. All right.
Okay, sir.
I'll be down there in probably about midday.
Okay, sir.
With 12 dogs and a mule.
Okay, and do you have the precise address?
Yes.
The correct address?
I do. I got Google Maps. I told you I had an iPad.
Yes, sir, you did.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Knock them around.
Oh, my.
That's 8 minutes that she...
Poor girl.
Couldn't take legitimate phone calls.
She's worked here like 2 weeks or something, too, man.
Oh, no, really?
She, yeah, so nice.
It's a brand new receptionist, man.
Oh, no.
She didn't write down my message word for word. No, I was offended by
bitties,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's I want her to repeat that. The phrase, tiggle bitties.
All right. That was fun with prank calls. It is 8:50 some odd here on Sports Radio.